Good morning, friends, wherever you may be this day. Merry Christmas to you. Settle in for a little time together. I have some tea in one of my favorite Christmas mugs. It's Comfort and Joy tea. It's a spicy tea, and I'm really excited for this morning. And I have lit my candle. If you have a candle that you've been lighting during worship or at other times in this season, and you'd like to light your candle now, I invite you to do so. If you've ever been involved in a situation where a child was born, you know that the day after can be both exhilarating and also very low energy. A lot of energy was expended. And now what sinks in are thoughts about the rest of your life, or at least the next few months of giving yourself totally to this little being who's completely dependent on you for all their needs. There's crying, the baby, and maybe you. But the anticipation bubble has burst, and now the task is figuring out how to be in this new state. But birthing doesn't just mean the birth of a child. It can also mean changing jobs or moving or starting in a new school. It can mean a shift in a relationship or a loss you were not expecting. It seems that, like that day after a newborn enters the world, joy and hard work, wonder and fear seem to go together. So I invite you today, in the midst of your traditions and any and all of the emotions you're feeling right now, to get comfortable where you're sitting. Close your weary eyes for just a moment. Yeah, I know some of you actually got up early this morning. And allow a vision of light to cascade over you, anointing all that you are feeling as reflecting the sacred. Know that you are not alone. Take a deep and intentional breath in and out. That's it. Take time to settle in. Continue to just breathe, listen, and see with your heart. Upon this moment, upon this people, upon this place, the holy calm and sacred knowing bring sacred being for sacred doing of God's plan. Take one more deep breath and open your eyes slowly. As you're ready, if you haven't done it yet, I invite you to light your candle and repeat after me. We pray for comfort this day. We open to see the sacred reflected in all things. We open to see each thing that is born as a gift of holy presence. This is the gift of the Christ mystery, lighting the way to see the light. Upon this moment, upon this people, upon this place, the holy comes, and sacred knowing brings sacred being for sacred doing of God's plan. Would you bow your heads with me? Living God, Christ mystery, spirit of calm, we give you thanks for this online space for gathering. As we take in the comfort you offer, may we be a reflection of your light, expanding the sacred sense of surprise into the sacred sense of purpose. Amen. In the early church, Sunday, every Sunday, was known as the Day of Light. And so it's kind of extra special when Christmas falls on a Sunday as it does this year. As light dawns on this morning, as children scramble to the tree to see what has appeared, we remember that the sacred comes in the form of surprise sometimes, just as it did when light and life was known anew in the form of a baby in a humble stable. Can we dare to believe that light can be found in even the darkest, most surprising places? Hear the readings for Christmas Day, first from the prophet Isaiah and then from John's gospel. This is Isaiah 52, verses 7 through 10. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth, shout together for joy, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm. Before the eyes of all the nations and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The second reading for Christmas Day from John's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. This is John's version of the Nativity story. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness. The darkness did not overtake it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will, but of the will of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Word of God for the people of God this day. Thanks be to God. Would you bow your heads with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and of our minds be acceptable in your sight, Lord God, who is our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The title of my reflection for this morning is Surprisingly Sacred. I don't know if there's much that surprises us about the Christmas story anymore, those of us who've heard it all our lives. There are things that should surprise us. Angel visits to Mary, Joseph, Zechariah, a whole field of shepherds. Pregnancies that come about because of the work of the Holy Spirit. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords born in a stable because his family was forced to make an unplanned trip. Foreign astronomers bearing extravagant gifts. A ruler so threatened by the birth of a baby that he orders the execution of every infant boy, which necessitates a hasty trip to Egypt for the Holy Family. And of course, there's the whole notion that God, who created all things at the beginning of time, would choose to walk among the creation in our human form. It might sound like a fairy tale or a myth, were it not the foundation of our Christian faith, and a story told and retold in our homes and churches, much if not all of our lives. And for the first century Christians, It may have been every bit as surprising as the words from the prophet Isaiah, who stood in the midst of destruction and exile, but could see on the horizon the path of return and the dawn of a new day. Isaiah was confident that God was still God, still alive, was still active in the lives of the people, and that God had the power to restore what had been broken. Followers of Jesus believed the prophet was predicting Jesus the Messiah, the anointed one of God, the Christ child, whose incarnation we celebrate today. But what about the next step of understanding the incarnation? What about the idea that not only did God choose to live in the human form of Jesus, but that by the mysterious power of the Holy Spirit, God lives in each one of us? We are bearers of God's light, reflectors of God's love to the world. Is that surprising? Many years ago, when I was a church choir director, one of the choir members remarked to me that she didn't appreciate it when the pastor scheduled both an infant baptism and adults joining the church on the same Sunday. She said there was something so lovely about baptizing that innocent little baby that it shouldn't be linked with us old sinners also joining the congregation. It was as if she could see the Christ light in the infant, but not in the adult. And that seems a shame. When we are infants, we don't have a clue how to shine God's light to others. By the time we reach adulthood and are choosing a congregation to share our light with, we must know something of how to shine. Richard Rohr, in his book, The Universal Christ, talks about resurrection moments, times in each person's life where love and light are revealed through us. We often notice it, he says, after a period of prolonged darkness, maybe after experiencing a deep sorrow or profound grief, maybe after choosing to forgive someone and letting go of a grudge. Maybe it's any time we stop pretending to be something we are not and let people see the real us. Maybe the love of God within shines a little brighter when we can be truthful to and about ourselves. Maybe then the light of God reaches farther into the world around us. Maybe that's how we start to see the light of God in others. The universal Christ, Richard Rohr talks about. Christ in all people, Christ in all things, Christ in every aspect of creation. Maybe that's really what the incarnation is about. Jesus is born to show us what God in human form looks like. In loving him, we receive his gift of light and take it into ourselves. But light doesn't like to be contained. It spills out through the cracks. It bursts through openings. It reaches into corners. Light enlightens. It changes everything we see. We invite you to look for the incarnation today in surprising places. If Jesus were born today, where would be his Bethlehem, the rural community where Joseph had family ties but no place to lay his head? Would it be a homeless shelter in an inner city ghetto, crowded with too many people and too few resources? Would it be among the stark tents and cots of a Ukrainian refugee camp or a border crossing along the Rio Grande? Would it be in the squalor of the dump in Managua, Nicaragua, where the homeless cobble together cardboard and tin to build shelters for themselves and their families? Because if the incarnation is the birth of Christ in each of us, then Christ is there too, in the hearts of the homeless, in the hopes of the war weary, in the lives of the overlooked, in the fears of the forgotten. Perhaps that is the greatest surprise of all. May the gift of Christmas, the gift of God's light and love, fill you to overflow with light and love. May the abundance of God remind you that in God's infiniteness, there is enough love and enough light to encompass the whole world. May the image of God within help you to see the image of God in others and to share your light in ways that proclaim the incarnation. May that be your gift to God this Christmas. Merry Christmas, friends. Amen. Our pattern through this season has been to sing Emmanuel at the beginning and the ending of our prayer time together. So if you'd like to, wherever you are this morning, you can join me or you can just listen. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name is called Emmanuel. God with us, revealed in us, his name is called Emmanuel. Let us pray. O God, whose love blesses and unites us in this place and time, we come before you with hearts gladdened by this holy season. Its lights, its colors, and most especially its message of peace and goodwill to all. In the birth of Jesus, you have given our weary and struggling world reason to rejoice. In the cry of an infant, you have given hope to all who cry. By the light of a star, you have helped us find our way again. We thank you, good and generous God, that in Jesus the Christ, you have made yourself known and have beckoned us to join you in the continual creation of a world where wolf and lamb shall dwell together, and justice will roll down like waters. Create in us, O God, hearts devoted to shaping that world, and bless especially those for whom such a world seems only a distant dream, the poor, the imprisoned, the ill, lonely, the despised. Open our hearts, Spirit of life, to the news of angels and the wonder of shepherds, that these days may renew us for the days to come. Grant us, for the sake of Christ's ministry, hearts that may discern how to make meaningful the gospel which we cherish. Grant to our glory that those whose lives we touch may hear in our words and see in our lives that truly you are merciful and gracious and abounding in steadfast love. These things we ask, trusting in your care for us today and always. Amen. From St. Patrick. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name is called Emmanuel, God with all, revealed in all, his name is called Emmanuel. Anointing for the sacred work. This morning, I invite you to Christify your meal, your gifts, and one another by making a little sparkly hand gesture, hand blessing on the things in your home, your gathering, under your tree, the people around. As you do so, say, you are actually not surprisingly sacred to me. I have known all along you are a gift. Try it. In closing, I want to share a song with you from our Faith We Sing songbook. It's called Star Child. The words were written by Shirley Arena Murray, music by Carlton Young. I hope I can see my notes. and my chords and my words well enough. Star child, earth child, all between our thoughts. Child, child, heaven's lightning rod. This year, on the day of God, when Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive. Street child, beat child, no place left to go. Child, yes, child, no one wants to know. This year, the day of war, when Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive. Young child, old child, memory full of years. That child, story told in tears. This year, day of all, when Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive. Spare child, spoiled child, having wanting one. Child, faith child, knowing joy in store. This year, day of hope, when Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive. Hope for peace, child, God's stupendous song. Dawn to this child, star of stars to shine. This year, day of when Christmas comes for everyone alive. Friends, when you see lights twinkle, when you catch a reflection in a mirror, when you notice the sunlight dancing on a surface or a nightlight glowing in the darkness, let these be signs that the Christ light is revealed again and again in and through this world. Go into the world knowing that your brilliant presence is pouring more light into a weary world. Remember, God loves us by becoming us, which means you are already reflecting the sacred. In the name of the Creator, the Christ, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And Merry Christmas.